grandchildren come, we do that now.
Yeah, we do that for our
great grandchildren. Run down there for them to play on.
How many great grandchildren have y'all had?
Two.
Little boy in Columbus.
This is our grandson and this is our granddaughter. She has a little girl and he has a little boy. 5 years old. Oh, here she is. She's a nurse in Atlanta. That's my little baby that's she's about.
Isn't that a pretty picture?
14 months old.
That's a pretty picture of both of them.
Thank you.
The grandson, he lives in Columbus, Georgia.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We want to go up there Friday to see the little great-grandson play ball.
T-ball.
Oh, okay.
He's about 6 years old.
Maybe six in July.
There he is.
Yeah, my nephew's in there. They say you never seen such a ball game as when those little bitty ones try to hit the ball. What kind of furniture would you have in the bedroom to keep your clothes in?
Closet.
Yeah. You got them built in now.
Yeah.
When you were growing up, did you have
dresser.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your mama had
it. Yeah, my mama had a closet, yeah. It was built in.
Yeah.
Lots of the old houses didn't
and
have
she
them,
had
you know.
Some kind of a high thing she bought.
That was like a wardrobe, you know what I mean?
That's right.
Big old.
Yeah.
That's what my mama had too.
That you could hang your clothes in.
Had a big mirror on the door.
Uh huh. Did it have some drawers in it
too? Yeah, right. Big space on one side and then drawers and a place up there to put your hats. Then drawers underneath the hat place.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and then
okay.
On this side your clothes would hang.
Yeah, everybody wore hats.
Right.
Then.
My mother had a wardrobe.
Yeah.
What was that?
That was a kind of like I just described.
Uh huh.
Had a big mirror.
Well, that's what I said I just described.
It's sort of like a trunk built on it.
She called it a wardrobe.
Wardrobe.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like a bunch of girls.
And what about up in the top of the house? Would you have a place to store things?
We didn't.
No attic, we didn't. Didn't store. She didn't either, did they? Your mom and daddy, my mom and daddy didn't.
And what about if you just had a lot of old furniture and stuff like that? You didn't want to throw it away, but you might put it in a room off to the side somewhere.
You take it out to the barn.
Take it out to the barn?
Yeah, if you want to store it.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a bunch of old stuff like that?
I don't know what you'd call it. There ain't just a bunch of stuff that would go out.
Discarded furniture, I guess.
Just junk.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, junk. That'd be a proper name.
Okay. What about in the old houses, would they have a separate place built off to cook in and so forth around here? Or would they be part of the house?
I had a aunt that did have that, had the kitchen off from it.
Uh-huh.
Now, our kitchen was off in our old house, but we had a little porch and a walk, you know, going across. It was open, that space, and the dining room and kitchen was separate from the house.
Uh-huh.
But we had a little walk, I mean a porch, that connected it.
Was it covered?
No,